quick go over 2015. So 2015, we had a budget of 166,000. We spent quite close to it, a couple of thousand below, but we had in, praise the Lord, 178,900. Moved on to the next slide. So our costs were very much as predicted. Our income was nearly £21,000 more than budgeted, thanks mainly to the gift day, which was wonderful. So that contributed over £15,000. And we also had some one-off donations, which obviously we can't predict, which also made a significant contribution. So the effect of that overall is that we had a surplus in the year of nearly £15,000, which was wonderful. Bearing in mind we were predicting a deficit in September in the order of about 11,000, so really, really good. Also, just to note, there was further gift day giving that came into early this year, 2016. That's not included within the figures. Next one, please. So in terms of sort of key messages coming out of the finance side, without the gift day and the one-off donations, we would have had a deficit close to what we were originally predicting, somewhere between £8,000 and £9,000. So therefore, I think a key message is that regular giving struggles a little bit to keep pace with our sort of committed expenditure. Other key message, really, the gift day income does secure our children and youth work for the certainly immediate future, certainly for the next couple of years or so. I think that's worth pointing out. More key messages on the next slide. Also to note, and obviously all this information is in the papers at the back and it's in the what's on the website as well. We had that the legacy from Helen Clark of over £57,000. It's not really sort of included in sort of the general income levels, but it's intended that it's going to be used as sort of one-off basis. And our reserves are sort of relatively healthy, and that includes repair funds that we have to set aside for both the church and the hall. Next slide, please. So looking at this year, we've set a budget of 167,000, quite similar to last year, a little bit more. Income is always very, very difficult to predict, but it's last year we got the prediction fairly close, other than obviously the extra money from the gift day, etc. So it's looking like it's probably going to be around 158,000, that sort of order. So that does mean there's a sort of shortfall actually in the year itself of around about £9,000, which is worth noting. Obviously, we've been aware for a couple of years or more of the need to sort of try and cut our cloth and be as efficient and economic as we can. And I think a lot has been done recently to sort of minimise those areas of spending that we've got a little bit more control over. So a lot has been done to move on to more efficient economic utility costs with gas, electric, consumables, coffee and things like that. Not least thanks to Claire for her efforts on that side. Very early, really, to give an idea of where we're heading in 2016, but early indications are that we're sort of pretty much on track with that budget. So I think I might actually have come in within the 5 minutes, I'm not sure, but that was pretty much it.
Has anyone been timing Giles to check he's within 5 minutes? Okay, some questions for Giles. I had a moment ago, I had a really good idea for a question. I've forgotten it. Never mind. There will be opportunities in general for questions later, and if you kind of want to, you can ask them later. Are there questions that kind of it would be easiest to deal with about finance now that you would like to ask? Actually, I've got a question. Okay. Karen, can you?
The one-off thing asked the vicar, is that to extend the church and make a church centre at the side?
The legacy was from Helen Clark. Helen kind of was key to kind of a lot of things that happened at St Matt's over the year. So one of the big decisions when it came in, particularly when money is tight on our revenue, our annual funds, is whether or not we just allow it to be chipped away doing that, or whether we try to do something specific with it. Now, I think the DCC feels it's important with something like that that's invested for the future of the church, not just kind of spent on day-to-day funding. So I think a long-term goal is to develop the site, to try and combine halls and things like that. It would be very good seed money to start that process off, either with a part renovation or part of a larger project. That's kind of the thinking at the moment, but there's nothing specific. If people have specific thoughts, we would always welcome them. Thanks, Karen. Sorry, I answered that question. But actually, that did say on the PowerPoint. That one's down to the vicar. So, yeah, that's true. That is true. Okay. Any more questions? Can I give you? Can I get the mic to people?
I've got a very simple one, just because I'd be interested to know. Out of the regular giving that you have, how much of that shortfall would be made up if everyone was on... signed up for gift aid, or is that basically done? And the other side of that would be if you are still encouraging people to sign up for standing orders or kind of...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good question. And I must admit, most years I've sort of mentioned gift aiding, and I haven't this year, but I think we're quite good as a church, actually. I think most people who can gift aid their giving do so. I wouldn't necessarily, obviously, know for certain, but I would encourage anyone who doesn't to please do so, because we do get 25% back from the government, and that tax refund effectively is approaching sort of something like £30,000 a year. So without it, we would struggle. So it's hugely important. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Michelle. It's going to keep me fit today.
Thank you. Mine's not a question, it's actually just a comment, and a thank you to everybody, because the funds were really dodgy, and we really felt that our children's work was very important, and it was just amazing the income we got from that gift day. So I really, really appreciate everybody. It just felt like it was the church coming together as a body and being really committed to the body, and it was just really lovely. So thank you, everybody who prayerfully thought, and not everybody can, and that's absolutely fine, because they gave in other ways, but it was really encouraging.
Thank you, Michelle. While I'm at the back, anyone else want to ask a question at this end of the building? Okay, my question, Giles, for you. How many years have you done this for? Confession time. Yeah, confession time. 19 years. You know, you could commit murder and get a shorter sentence. And this is a significant year, isn't it?
It's significant. Yes. Spurs finishing second in the Premiership is very significant. Is that what you meant?
No. Second, yeah. No, that wasn't what I meant. No. This is the last time, isn't it?
It is the last time. Yes.
Giles is stepping down as treasurer after 19 years. Which is quite incredible, and we just really want to honour you and thank you for that. It is really appreciated. This is where we should run on with a bouquet of flowers, if we were organised in that way. Unfortunately, we're not. I'm really sorry. So there's no kind of limp flowers to give to you.
You asked me a flower last time.
A flower. Well, I've not got a flower. Carol, would you mind helping? Just a little something over there you could get. In fact, John, could you help as well? This is just a little expression of our gratitude.
Well, thank you very much.
don't try and hold them both at once. It's almost a bottle for every year, so I'm making it up with that one, okay?
Fantastic.
Well, one of them's healthy, the others aren't healthy. But it's a very small token of our gratitude for all that you've done. So thank you very, very much indeed, Giles. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And the corkscrews at the back of church, you can open them later. No. Okay.
Well, thank you. That's very touching, and don't know what to say, really, but... All I would say, I mean, it has been a privilege. It hasn't been quite like serving a life sentence all the time. Maybe once in a while, but I'd just like to say thank you to everyone, because this is a wonderful church and people are so supportive and kind, and there's too many people over 19 years to remember who I need to say thank you to, so that's quite difficult. But certainly thank you to Chris and Carol and Claire and leadership team and David and Wardens. But I think probably special thanks to Duncan for all his help and background. Yes. Made my job an awful lot easier. Kept me on the straight and narrow. So thank you, Duncan.
Thank you.
And everyone else.
Thank you, Giles. Much. Thank you very much indeed. You're going to assist, are you? No, you can have that one as well. Go on. There's one more financial thing, which actually I don't think we need Giles here for, and I would just really like a show of hands just to get a sense of people's feeling about this. One of the things that's kind of come down to us from the Church of England kind of its kind of leadership is an encouragement for churches to be as kind of ecologically friendly as they possibly can. And one of the ways that they can do that is by signing up to kind of ecologically friendly energy tariffs. We obviously keep our energy costs as low as we possibly can. That's why we don't fix the boiler when it doesn't work. No, that isn't the reason why we don't fix the boiler when it doesn't work. But if we were to move to kind of a more ecologically friendly tariff, and I've lost the word for it, but anyway, you know what I mean, it would cost us in the region of about 25% more for our energy costs. Probably about £500 a year, potentially. It would be really interesting just to have a show of hands to know whether people think we should do that in this economic climate, or whether we should be kind of more cautionary with our spending. So who would be in favour of spending more on energy but doing it in a more ecologically kind of friendly way? Okay. Could someone at the back be kind of watching that, kind of what's going on? Okay. We don't want to count, but just get an idea. And who would kind of feel strongly that we should be going for the cheapest possible energy tariff at this time? And I'm assuming if you don't go the other way, you're kind of somewhere in the middle and you don't quite know. So anyone feel strongly we should be sticking with the cheapest tariff? Okay, I think that gives us a reasonable feeling of what people feel about that. That's great. The other thing is, obviously, with Giles standing down, you may be wondering what happens now. It's not an election for a new treasurer. The treasurer is appointed by the church council. It's one of the first things they do in every year. Kate Whitehead has agreed to take on the role of treasurer for St. Matt's, and she will continue, and there'll be a handover period between her and Giles. We are hoping that Kate will be here to say a bit about that, but she can't be here this Sunday, but we'll hear more about that in the future. Okay. Kind of one of the things that Giles highlighted was the significance of that gift day for our children and our youth ministry. So one of the things we want to do this morning is to kind of bring you up today of some of what's happening in that and how that money is making a difference. So John, do you want to say a little bit about children's ministry first?